This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces have continued their assault on Ukraine, firing on suburbs around the capital of Kiev and other cities, even as the two countries held another round of diplomatic talks. The talks ended Monday without a breakthrough, but more negotiations are scheduled for Tuesday. The fighting is now in its third week. Thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million people to flee Ukraine. Some of the exhausted refugees have shared heartbreaking stories about leaving family members behind. The Red Cross says the bombardment has caused, quote, nothing short of a nightmare. The White House is considering having U.S. President Joe Biden visit Europe amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face-to-face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure them and other Eastern flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million people to flee Ukraine. And the U.N. is considering meeting more. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's top court has refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to U.S. to face spying charges, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Britain's Supreme Court said it refused Julian Assange's case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. He faces charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge trove of classified documents more than a decade ago. A lower court in December had initially rejected a U.S. extradition request on the ground that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. The U.S. later provided assurances that the WikiLeaks founder wouldn't face severe treatment. Assange's U.S.-based lawyer called the ruling disappointing. He said Assange is being prosecuted for releasing truthful and newsworthy information. I'm Norman Hall.
Iran has reportedly suspended talks with Saudi Arabia in the wake of a mass execution on Saturday. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Iranian state-linked media reports that country has decided to suspend talks aimed at defusing tensions with regional rival Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia reportedly put to death 81 people, a group that activists believe included over three dozen Shiites. Iran is the largest Shiite Muslim country in the world. Saudi Arabia's Shiites have long complained of being treated as second-class citizens. Saudi Arabia's executions of Shiites have stirred regional unrest in the past. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Peru on Monday restarted in-school classes for the first time in 2 years after they were suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. Some 4.2 million children in the public system and 3 million children taught in private institutions will progressively return to their classes, the education ministry said on Twitter. Children had not attended school since March 16, 2020. An anti-war protester interrupted the main news program on Russia's state TV Channel 1 on Monday, holding up a sign behind the studio presenter with slogans denouncing the war in Ukraine. The sign in English and Russian read, quote, no war, stop the war, don't believe propaganda, they are lying to you here. The extraordinary protest took place on day 19 of the war, which began when Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th in what it calls a special military operation. Channel 1 said it was undertaking an internal review into the incident, TASS news agency reported. Quote, stop the war, no to war, the woman protester could be heard shouting as a news anchor continued to read from her teleprompter. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
BOA 1.
I look up from the ground to see your sad and teary eyes. You look away from me and I see there's something you're trying to hide. And I reach for your hand but it's cold, you pull away again. And I wonder what's on your mind. And then you say to me you made a dumb mistake. You start to tremble and your voice begins to break. You say the cigarettes on the counter weren't your friends, they were my mates. And I feel the color draining from my face. And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, it'll be alright. So I still look back at all the messages you'd sent. And I know it wasn't right, but it was messing with my head. And everything deleted like the past year was gone. And when I touched your face, I could tell you're moving on. But it's not the fact that you kissed him yesterday. It's the feeling of betrayal that I just can't seem to shake. And everything I know tells me that I should walk away. But I just wanna stay. And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, it'll be okay. It's gonna hurt for a bit of time. So bottoms up, let's forget. Like time, and they can't steal the love you're born to find. But nothing heals the past like time, and they can't steal the love you're born to find. I know you love. But it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, it'll be okay. It's gonna hurt for a bit of time. So bottoms up, let's forget tonight. You find another and you'll be just fine. Let her go, it'll be alright.
Be All Right on VOA 1, The Hits. Hi, my name is Nikki Strong. I'm in for Larry London. I have the new one from Lauren Spencer Smith on the way, some Ed Sheeran, some Ariana Grande, and here is Doja Cat from her album Hot Pink. This is Streets on VOA 1, The Hits.
watched my favorite shows on your TV, made me breakfast in the morning when you got home from work, making plans to travel around the world, said we'd always put each other first, oh love songs we used to play too, funny now I hate you.
Lauren Spencer Smith, Fingers Crossed, thanks to TikTok. That song is now a top 20 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Where does it land, though? You have to hang out with the lady DJ inside today's hit countdown on Thursday at 10 and 2200 UTC. That's when she counts down the top 20 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 and Rolling Stone music charts. My name is Nikki Strong in for Larry London, and here is Ed Sheeran with Shivers on VOA 1, The Hits.
To the heart, I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Oh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Oh yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I, like my soul's on fire.
getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad, I should be a sap. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with calls and the strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing. My wrist, stop watching. My neck is glossy. Make big deposits. My gloss is chopping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Yeah, I want it. I got it. 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 You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Yeah. Wearing a ring, but ain't gonna be no misses. But matching diamonds for six of my. The wrong number. Black card is my business card. The way it be setting the tone for me. I don't be brave, but I be like, put it in the bag, yeah. When you see the max, they stack up like my, yeah. Go from the south to the booth, make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot, never mind, I got the juice. Nothing but never we shoot. Look at my neck, look at my neck. Ain't got enough money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get, yeah.
BOA. It's the hits.
Love letters to you, hit different than any I wrote. I sent flowers to your office, hope you get the note. I put an inside joke between us right there in the quote. I sing your praises all day, I'll hit the Whitney note. Cause you're my queen, all that I need, got it, I mean. Radiohead and rainbows, ultralight beams. This sport plays more like tennis, don't need a team. It's just me and you and it's everything that it seems, for real. Position, I be hitting that all kind of ways. You throw it back, I spent 3 stacks, I feel like Andre. You in a Zodiac, so tell me what your sign say. Won't take your love for granted, it could all be gone today. Let's get away, tucked off, way out in Monterey. You said you scared of heights, but I know you ain't scared to ride. Come ride, reside, put them to the side. And when you mad, made me love when we collide. Could tell I was invited, how you let me come inside. Made me switch plans, had to change up the course. And we know that love don't feel the same when it's forced. You could pick, we hopping out the range of the Porsche. Now you mad, slapping lemonade in a Porsche. Relax, man.
Don't take it easy on you. You know, Sometimes
KOA1, the Hits Glass Animals with Heat Waves. My name is Nikki Strong, and whether you are in Ghana, shouts out listeners there, shouts out listeners in Nigeria, in Ethiopia, in Libya, in Kigali, in Zambia, so many of you all over the world, we appreciate the fact that you have us on blast. I'm Nikki Strong, and this is VOA1, the Hits.
Can't make friends. Pray for better days. Now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out in an all white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. See with me, it ain't no worries at all. Any problem, I'll be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. Fanny, you hang pictures on my wall. Roll one, let's get high tonight. Backseat, Maybach, lavish life. Chilling with the stars like a satellite. AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
Oh!
Normani Motivation. Now, she says that her album is done, but she has not revealed exactly when it's going to drop. So I'm looking forward to it, though. I'm Nikki Strong in for Larry London, and this is for the Swifties. You need to calm down. VOA 1, the hits.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn. It's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke.
Forget you and your mom and your sister and your job and your bro. naked. Told everyone I'm a, so I became it. Always had to put yourself above. To call, I forget you and your friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can all get lost.
It's VOA 1.
Jason Derulo, oh yeah. You shining brighter like Rihanna now. Always beating off some common mass. Oh girl, we notice your body the coldest. Everybody fall in love, fall in love. I'm a rolling stone.
La-la-la. You do that thing that keep me calling ya. She won't cry if I don't stay tonight. But I can't say goodbye, 'cause I'm a rolling stone.
A burden if we both don't hold a grudge.
but we're good. Yes, me and you. I'm Nikki Strong. It has been a pleasure filling in for Larry London. He is back tomorrow. Woohoo! Thank you for hanging out with me. I appreciate you. I'm going to keep the music going with Lil Nas X, That's What I Want, and the latest from Tate McRae, too. I will see you next go round. VOA 1, The Hits. Peace.
One, two, three, four. Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. Your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me, yeah. These days go way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days go way too alone. And I'm not forgiving, love away, but I want someone to love me. I need someone to leave me. Cause it don't feel right. It's hard to define in these times, but I got nothing but love on my mind. I need a baby while I'm in my prime. Need an adversary to my down and weary. Like, tell me that's life when I'm stressing at night. Be like, you'll be okay and everything's alright. Let me in nothing cause I'm not wanting anything. But you're loving your body and a little bit of your brain. These days go way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days go way too alone. And I'm not giving love away, but I want someone to love me. I need someone who needs me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night. It's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want. I want someone to love. I need someone who needs me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night. It's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want.
New music, new music, new music. VOA 1.
Change this fast. She's got everything that I don't have. for you, they don't know where you're at. Cause you left with me and slipped out the back. Low-key, low-key.
From Tina, I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, hacking, stupid, what's happening, what's happening, I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, hacking, stupid, what's happening, what's happening. Like Beyonce, like me, he wanna like to stay in with the knees, he be like, jeans. I even people L couldn't do it like me, like me. Let's play a game. Simon says I'm still in check. I'm still in power. I'm a savage.
I'ma flip my hair and look back while I twerk in the mirror. All this money in a room, think some scammers in here.
I'm coming straight up out the third. Whip the whip like I stirred it. Full of grain, we swerving, keeping his mind all on these curves. Coop fly like a bird, cold on him like birds. Always keep my words, no, I don't do crosswords. Tell you in a writing like them hot girls, them hits. I hopped this hit the way I hopped up and slid. I pop my lip, now watch me pop up again. I mop the float, now watch me sweep up these M's.
I'm savage, savage. Classic, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage girl. Classic, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening?
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Top advisors to U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping met in Rome Monday to discuss China's reported support for Russia and its invasion of Ukraine, even as the Kremlin denies reports that it has requested Chinese military equipment to use in the war. U.S. Advisor Jake Sullivan and senior Chinese foreign policy advisor Yang Jiechi met in the Italian capital, with the Biden administration increasingly concerned China is using the Ukraine war to advance Beijing's long-term interest in its competition with the United States.
The National Security Advisor and our delegation raised directly and very clearly our concerns about the PRC's support to Russia in the wake of the invasion, and the implications that any such support would have.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price: the United States is warning China there will be action taken by Washington if Beijing provides support to Moscow that violates sanctions imposed following the start of the invasion.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says China has been informed about what will happen should it provide military or other assistance that supports Russia's war effort.
There will be significant consequences, but in terms of what those specifics look like, we would coordinate with our partners and allies to make that determination.
The White House comment comes following Monday's seven-hour meeting in Rome between Chinese senior diplomats and U.S. government officials. A senior American official describes the conversation as intense, telling reporters that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan voiced deep U.S. concerns about Beijing's alignment with Moscow. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Aid groups say Eritrean refugees in Ethiopia are facing increased attacks and growing hunger as humanitarian access to the displaced persons' camps remains limited. The aid groups are calling on Ethiopian authorities to protect refugees and allow much-needed assistance into besieged areas of the country. Mohamed Youssef reports from VOA's Africa News Center in Nairobi.
Eritrean refugees living in Ethiopia continue to face hunger and attacks as fighting in the country's northern areas continues. According to refugees who spoke to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, unidentified men attacked the Barahle camp last month, killing five people. Faith Kasina is the UN Refugee Agency spokesperson for Eastern Africa, the Horn of Africa, and the Great Lakes region. She says Eritrean refugees are fleeing conflict areas to safer areas.
The conflict has also reached some of those refugee camps in those three regions, you know, where we have seen refugees being displaced or forced to flee yet again. Others have been wounded and some have also been killed. And so the situation continues to be extremely worrying for refugees, particularly because a lot of them have to deal with the reality of being forced to flee yet again.
Ethiopia hosts at least 140,000 Eritreans who fled persecution and other abuses in their country. Most of the refugees are sheltered in the Tigray region, scene of the heaviest fighting between Ethiopia's government forces and the Tigray Liberation People's Front rebel group. Others have moved south to the Afar and Amhara regions, where the TPLF is battling pro-government militias. Humanitarian agencies have had difficulty accessing the populations in need because of roadblocks and insecurity. The UN humanitarian agency says its operations in the north of the country continue to be restricted at a time when about 870,000 people need its assistance each week. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
More than a dozen UN agencies and international aid groups said Monday that 161,000 people in war-torn Yemen are likely to experience famine over the second half of this year, a five-fold increase from the current figure. The report underscores the dire situation in the poorest Arab nation that plunged into civil war in 2014 when Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels took control of the capital and much of the country's north, forcing the government to flee to the south, then to Saudi Arabia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
One of the things that I love most about my job is introducing you to artists who are on the rise. This week, we are going to hear music from a young woman who was born into a musical family in Nashville, Tennessee, a city that is best known for its country music scene, but is also known to produce some of the most soulful voices you've ever heard. Among them, singer-songwriter and instrumentalist Candace Springs. If you've been listening to Soul Lounge for a while, you've heard her music at least once before. I featured her song Forbidden Fruit last year, and if the Facebook messages are any indication, you enjoyed what she had to offer. Forbidden Fruit is Candace's self-titled EP, which was also well-received by music critics. On this edition of Soul Lounge, we will explore Candace's early career, and later on in the show, we're going to move to the VIP room where she'll join us live to talk about her inspirations, which, by the way, includes one of the greatest musicians of all time who took her under his wing. Just wait until you hear that story. But first, let's start at the beginning. Here is Candace Springs with Forbidden Fruit inside the Soul Lounge.
Nothing at the touch, still a million miles away. So I camouflage the words that I can't say. Why do we want moves, the things that we can have? Why do we chase rainbows when we know they never last? See you and me, but it's just a dream. It can never be forbidden fruit. Why do I crave you? Why did God make you just to torture me? Make you
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Remember the pot when I met you in Hotline? Then I lost my heart in your Brooklyn apartment. I moved to the Bronx with nothing to start with. It's been a bad winter for me. There was too much snow and you're wanting to meet now. There's no more ice, just my lemon and tea, yeah. But I can't fall. Keys to my heart, ay. A million and one pieces of heartbreak lying on the floor of your Brooklyn apartment. Yeah. Think to the times that you left me with no hope. Want me to come back, but I'm out here with no hope. With me, you were great. Now you're just doing so-so. But I can't fall.
That was West Coast from Candace Springs, our artist on the rise. Candace grew up surrounded by music. Her father was session singer Scat Springs, who encouraged all three of his daughters to explore music. He pushed Candace to learn the piano and eventually to sing. As a child, she developed an appreciation for Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, Stevie Wonder, and Ray Charles.
Even though her friends would tease her about her taste in music, she was determined to keep the spirit of jazz and soul alive in her heart. She eventually came across a contemporary jazz singer named Nora Jones, who would become one of the most important influencers of her sound. She's going to tell us more about that when she sits down with us inside the VIP room later on this hour. Candace spent much of her teenage years and her early 20s perfecting her sound. She would often upload videos of her performing covers of popular songs on YouTube. This was a move that would lead to a life-changing meeting with Prince. We'll talk about more of that later. In 2014, however, Candace released her first EP, and it wasn't long before the invitations to perform on television started pouring in. In October of 2014, Candace appeared on the David Letterman show to perform this next song, and as expected, she wooed the crowd. This is Love Got in the Way inside the Soul Lounge. Candace Springs, our artist on the rise, got help from another industry heavyweight, duo Pop and Oak. This was for her first release. The production duo is known for their work with Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, and Miguel. Their influence was also invaluable, but as Candace was preparing to enter the studio to record her next album, she couldn't help but feel like she hadn't found her true voice. So she spent some time talking to other producers like Carl Sturken and Evan Rogers. They helped her develop her signature sound, which included more of her jazz influences. She also teamed up with Larry Klein, who had worked with greats such as Joni Mitchell and Herbie Hancock. He encouraged her to just play whatever she felt, and so she did.
Her next album, Soul Eyes, was a raw, honest, musical portrayal of life and love. She's going to be with us in a few to share a few of those songs from the album, so I want you to stick around. We are coming right back with Candace Springs in the VIP room here on the Soul Lounge.
Yeah.
Street, smoggy eyes.
You'll be on my don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
Hello and welcome to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee. And for about a year or so, Candace Springs has been one of our quiet favorites. And it is my pleasure to have her here with us to celebrate the release of her new album, Soul Eyes. Welcome, Candace.
Hey, how are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to have you.
It's awesome to be here. Thank you for having us.
I know you've been like really, really busy. So I truly appreciate that you've taken the time out to just come hang out with us.
Oh, no, it's an honor, man. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. So
you've been performing like every night for what? Like the last how long in support of the album?
Kind of since, a little before the album and all that, for the last like 4 months or so, just nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So I've counted almost about 80 shows since then. Yeah, it's been good though.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you one of those artists who prefers to perform as opposed to being in the studio or?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Girl,
okay.
I love it. It's all about the live show when you're out there. That's what it feels. Yep, that's what it's all about.
What is it? Is it the energy? Is it? Can you kind of describe sort of what makes it so special for you?
Well, one of my favorite things to do, because, you know, performing is, it just feels so natural, I guess. And I love performing with a very organic band. Like, I have my bass player and my drummer here, and there's no gimmicks or anything. It's all real. What you're hearing, it's very live. And I guess I look up to my favorite artists. I listen to, like, you know, Nina Simone and Roberta Flack, you know, they're all singing. They're like, and so that's, I guess I get, you know, a rush out of that. So
mm-hmm,
those are my girls.
You know, and I talk to a lot of soul artists, and that's something that I think they miss. They kind of miss the days when it was really just about the voice.
Yes.
It was about like the kind of organic connection between the audience and the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you had an opportunity to do that, or you're having the opportunity to do that, and you're here.
Thank you.
But before we kind of get into the new album, because I got a chance to listen to a few cuts off of it, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful project. So congratulations on that. But I always like to start at the beginning.
Okay.
So like at the very beginning of your life, which started in Nashville.
Yeah.
And of course, anyone who knows anything about music or musical cities, we all know that Nashville is well known for country music.
Yeah.
As it happens, my best friend is from Nashville. So I've been there plenty of times.
That's awesome.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not really into the country thing. She was like, no, girl. I'm going to take you to the soul of Nashville.
Yep.
So I've experienced it, but I want to know from your perspective, like, describe the soul of Nashville for people who aren't familiar.
There is a lot of soul. You know, my dad is a soul singer in Nashville, and he's been singing it for the last 30-plus years, and he's sang back up from everyone from Chaka Khan to Aretha to Brian McKnight and all the country stars, Vince Gill, Faith Hill, and stuff. And I've always been submerged in the soul section of Nashville more than the country. So they have blues, R&B, I mean, rock, everything. And he's a session singer. So early on, he got me dreaming about being a soul singer and, you know, doing that kind of stuff. And I got into jazz later. I got piano lessons from the Wooten Brothers, and they live in Nashville. And man, Nashville's just great. You walk down the street and you hear music everywhere. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. It is a beautiful town.
Uh-huh. I love it. I still live there, so it's my place.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
So it's still home.
It's still home.
You haven't been enticed by the lure of the big city of the L.A., New York.
So. I love L.A. I love New York. I lived in New York for 3 years. I lived in L.A., but Nashville's home. I have family there, and I just love the vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So talk to me about your dad. You say he was a session singer.
Yeah.
So obviously you kind of grew up in and around the business.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he teach you about the business? What did he teach you about, I guess, performing and then the music business? Because I think sometimes they're quite different.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. He would sometimes take me when I was a little girl to his sessions and stuff. I'd watch him sing, and he'd talk back. He's like, let me redo that line right there. You know, my dad's so funny, too. And then I'll go see him kill it, and he still kills it in Nashville. He has his band there at the Printer's Alley, the famous Printer's Alley in Nashville that plays every week. And just playing live, you know, the realness. That's where I think I learned a lot of that from. And he's like, you sing from your soul, baby. That's where you go. You sing from your soul. So people will feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, once you learn how to fake that, then you'll be... No, he's just kidding. But yeah, my dad's funny.
But he was all about authenticity.
Yep, that's exactly it. And he is, yep.
Yeah, and I see that that carries on even now, because I'm sure you started playing when you were 10.
Yeah, I started playing when I was 10.
When did you start singing?
Girl, I didn't even want to sing for one. That's
really?
The funny thing. My dad would pushed me. He would get me and my younger sisters in the living room and like a little community choir, I guess you could say, who'd make us sing these old like gospel hymns, and we would start crying like we didn't want to sing. I was like, I don't want to sing, daddy. He's like, sing, baby girl, you got it. And then eventually I got more confidence. What really made me take that turn to want to sing is he gave me Norah Jones's first record. I don't know why, you know, I guess the title has come away with me. But the last song on the album is The Nearness of You, and it's a jazz standard, and I've always been obsessed with jazz. And I was like, I gotta learn this song, man, it's so gorgeous. And I got the book, the music from Books a Million, and I learned to play, and I debuted it when I was 15, and I was hooked since.
Yeah, and you named Norah Jones as one of your biggest influences.
Absolutely.
I assume, for that reason and for others.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think because she's just real. Like, she's actually singing. She's not overdoing anything. It's all about her tone.
Well, you also got a piece of advice from someone else. And see, I was so excited when I read this, because I didn't know this about you until recently. And, you know, with the death of Prince recently, everyone has these, like, incredible stories. And I've been online just reading one or watching the video. So you do, too. You have this incredible story about how he influenced you. So I would love for you to share it with us.
Yeah, well, first, you want me to tell you how I met him and stuff?
Yeah, give us your Prince story.
Okay. So that started when, back in 2014, a couple years ago, we made a video of Sam Smith's Stay With Me. And I'm just me playing a piano and singing, and we posted it. And, like, literally one day later, he retweets it. And I'm like, my team hits me, like, hey, but Prince has retweeted your video. Like, no way, I didn't believe it. And then I got a direct message from him, like, a day later, if even, and he's like, all your dreams about to come true, who are you? And then he said, you want to come play with my band and close my 30th Purple Rain anniversary show at Paisley Park in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, you better believe it, man. We're on an airplane 3 days later. Wow. And we walk into Paisley Park, and I don't see him at first, so I'm, you know, I'm kind of looking around, and then this door opens, and I turn around, I'm like, and then I didn't realize how short he was. So I was like, Prince! Oh, my God! So I could run up there and give him a big hug, and I just didn't even think. And he was like, oh, when I hugged him. And anyway, since then, we were just really good friends. And, I closed his show that night. And it was just an amazing experience.
If there's one thing, and I know this is a hard question to say one, but if there's kind of one thing that you took away from your friendship with him, as a person and as an artist, what would that be?
One of the main things he gave me was, and he would even call me, harassing me at times, because I went on to this other road to experimenting with other sounds and stuff that weren't as organic as I do now. And that would drive Prince so crazy. And he was like, what are you doing? He'll call me and literally harass me. And he called some of my producers, too. They go back. When you play that jazz, like Rain Falling, that's the last one on the album. That's you. And Talk to Me, that's you. And anyway, so his advice to me was staying real to myself, like my father used to do. And eventually I got back to that. And I feel like doors have been opening and stuff. And I want to give thanks to everybody that's encourage me for that, and Prince too. So
yeah awesome.
Stay real, guys. Stay
exactly.
real.
Exactly. Be
organic.
Authentic. Be true.
Girl,
be organic.
Bye.
Yeah, for real.
That's
and
it.
So that's a kind of all now come together in culmination with this new album, Soul Eyes.
Yes.
Congratulations. Now, you've released music before. You had a self-titled EP, and I know that there was a lot of stuff out there digitally, but this is sort of like your first full-length LP, right?
Yeah. Hey.
All right. All
Girl
right.
back. Yes.
That's
I'm so
awesome.
Excited.
Let's start off with a song from the new album. And I'd like for you to kind of tell me a bit about the story behind the song.
Okay. As how I found it?
How you found it, what it means to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's start with the first song. Can we do the title track?
Yeah.
Okay. Soul Eyes. So tell me about that.
So Soul Eyes is... Man, it's a beautiful song. The lyrics are really simple, and the melody is just beautiful. And I actually first heard it from my producer. His name is Carl Sturken. And he's one of the guys that found Rihanna, and now they're a development group and stuff like that. I've been working with him for the last 10 years, and he's a big jazz head, actually, even though he does a lot of pop. And if it wasn't for him, I would have never found this song. And Mary Stallings was the first one that was singing it, and it was made famous by John Coltrane. And when I first heard it, I just melted in my seat. I said, this is the most incredible song I ever heard. And it just moved me. It kind of did that same effect when I first heard Norah Jones singing Nearness of You, like maybe 12 years later. So anyway, I'd like to share a song with you. I had to name the album after it, so that's how much it means to me.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. We've got Candace Springs inside the VIP room here on the Soul Lounge. That was the title track to her new LP, Soul Eyes. I love the combination of the jazz and the soul. I mean, they just kind of like effortlessly blend, especially in that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you can see all of those influences. Do you have other influences besides of the obvious there? What else do you love to listen to, or what else influences you?
Man, I have a Man, Ella Fitzgerald's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Luther Vandross. You know, another one's Ava Cassidy. And I feel like she needs to be more well-known than she is currently. And Roberta Flacco saying Nina Simone, Nora Jones. Erica, that's my girl. Yeah, Erica Badu.
Yeah.
Afro Blue. Yeah, that's my girl. Yes.
Indeed.
Many. I have so many. Yeah, all the soul and really gritty. But I want, and Sade. But I feel like all of those artists have in common is that when you hear their voices, you know it's them.
Right.
You absolutely know. And that's, you know, an inspiration to me that I'd like to be in a place like that one day.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually going through some of your YouTube videos, and I noticed that one of the songs that you performed had somewhat of like a Caribbean reggae influence. Uh-huh. Was that kind of part of your growing up too, or is that something that you discovered later on?
It was sort of, yeah. Yeah. You know what, I wonder if it's do you know which song it was by chance?
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah.
No, you were playing in a club. I've watched probably 30 videos of yours in the last 2 weeks, so I don't remember which one.
Oh, man, I love that kind of stuff though.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one of my favorites though.
Okay. Sure.
Yes.
Now, and in addition though to watching the YouTube videos, I was kind of hanging out on your Instagram page. I'm like a low key Instagram stalker. So,
okay.
I noticed that there was a video of you at home, mm-hmm. and in your living room, and there were instruments and musicians and just so much activity. Like, is that a normal day for you, or was that a special occasion? That was
one of my band rehearsals. We had a big show in Nashville. Like, hey, I'm home, guys. Come on out. We'll see our show. So we're rehearsing, and uh-huh. I had my Rhodes out, my grand piano, my electric piano, and then they had the drums, and it was just like a lot of noise happening.
Now, are you that kind of person? Are you the kind of person that likes to have a lot of activity, a lot of noise, a lot of music? Or are you the kind of person that comes home and needs, like, solitude?
Honestly, I kind of like a little solitude because in my solitude. Oh, I want to start singing, man. That's my jam. So, yeah. Because I like to, you know, when I'm at home, it's like my place to hide, I guess. That's like my song, which is going to be the next song I'm going to perform for you as well. And it's just a place I can, you know, express myself. When I play the piano, I'm an artist as well. I paint and I draw and stuff. So when I play, it's like another form of expressing my emotions with sound, I guess. Mm-hmm. Music is emotion put to sound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we get right into the song? That was a perfect introduction. You make my job easy, my dear.
All right, I got you. Yes, girl. Come on. This song is called Place to Hide. And it's my, other than Soul Eyes, my second favorite song on the album. So I will play.
We'll be
Thank you.
And imagine this lady says she didn't want to sing. Your dad had to convince you to sing, really?
Man, it took a little while. And I was like, maybe I do like singing.
Come See, on. This is why we are supposed to listen to our parents. We always would always want to.
Yes.
But sometimes they actually do know what's best,
yeah,
right?
You're
exactly.
Right. Yep.
Do you write your music? Are you a songwriter as well?
I am, absolutely, yeah.
Are you one of those songwriters that just comes from... Because you mentioned Erykah Badu, and I love her as well. One of the things I really love about her is that you know it's coming straight from her gut, her heart, her being.
Yep. Stank on it.
Exactly. Are you one of those? Like, is it all coming from you? Do you borrow from other people's experiences? Do you have a muse, inspiration?
Honestly, all of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen to everybody, take influences from everybody, but ultimately, I have my own, you know, I have my own lane, I guess, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, one of the last song on my album is called Rain Falling. I wrote that when I was 16 years old, and it's kind of inspired by, you know, a little Stevie Wonder, but hints of George Shearing and Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson and stuff like that, a lot of the jazz greats. And but it's ultimately me, you know, and I feel like I can interpret different songs in different ways too, you know, it's all one thing, yeah.
Are you music first, lyrics later,
Music first.
Okay. As a musician, I can understand that.
I started at the piano, and I see music in colors, if that makes sense. Like, in my head. It's kind of weird, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then lyrics come later, but sometimes it's the other way.
Yeah.
That's just me, though. Everybody's so different.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Are you ever, like, afraid? Are you like, oh, I really want to get this out, but, ooh, this is so raw, or this is so personal?
Uh-huh.
Or, how do you get past that? Or do you have, like, boundaries and limits that you just won't cross when it comes to what makes it into your music?
It just depends. It depends on what you're writing about sometimes. Sometimes it's, man... It just depends, I guess. Yeah. You never know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll gain the courage up, like, okay, here's my heart.
Right, right. Listen. Or they might know it's about them.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, before we go, I want to play a little game. I have like a series of questions that I ask everyone who comes in. And this just gives us a little opportunity to kind of get some insight, you know, into who you are. So, if you could choose your greatest source of inspiration, like now, the thing that keeps you moving when times get really tough and you're tired and your voice isn't doing what you wanted to do, what would that be, or who would that be?
Can I name two things?
Sure, yeah.
One's definitely my father, for sure. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
And but number two is, you know, getting to be out there promoting, I feel like the young generation hasn't had as much authentic, organic music in their lives as much. So going out there, you know, just putting raw instruments in front of the young generation, stuff like that, and saying, hey, y'all can do this too. Y'all got it. So, you know, that's an inspiration every day. I want to, you know, keep that stuff, jazz music, jazz and soul alive.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that keeps me going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's real. That's real. If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
Okay, there's another side of me a lot of people don't know, and I'll give you some hints. So,
okay.
This you.
Okay, that's the car. Would you be making jewelry, driving?
This is my phone.
That's your phone. Okay. Okay. So
I'm
obviously
a huge car fanatic.
Okay.
I own a few cars. I can actually work on them. I can get under the hood. I can do a tune-up.
Really?
And, I can change oil. I can, you know, anyway, I like to, you know, negotiate things. I like to buy and sell cars sometimes, but I just love cars. Anything in that field. I used to want to be an automotive design technician, so I used to draw. I can show you some of my artwork sometime, but...
totally didn't expect
that. I got a 1953 Chevy Bel Air. It's got a 350 in it with dualed-out exhaust.
Nice.
So I'd be probably working somewhere with the guys under the hood.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, God, that's awesome. I love it.
Tomboy girl.
I love it. Best answer yet. Love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about collaborations, your dream collaboration here, and then I like to say in heaven. So someone's around, and then maybe someone who has since passed.
Okay, so, if I can work with anybody that's currently here,
mm-hmm.
I think it's obvious, Stevie Wonder,
because
I don't know, I just love his, he's all about the music.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man, yeah, when he hits your soul, he gets it, man, every time, so I'd love to collaborate with him. Passed away, could say Prince. I did actually get to work with him at the beginning of this year a little bit in the studio, but you know what? Duke Ellington. That's it. Yeah, Duke Ellington. That's all right with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
The one thing you can't leave home without.
Ooh. Let's see. Maybe my phone. Does that count?
Yeah, totally.
That and absolutely my artwork as well.
Okay.
Can I name two things? I want to.
Okay, no, that's
my
fine.
Artwork. Yes.
Do you draw when
I
you're
draw
on the road?
Yes.
And does that kind of calm you?
Absolutely.
Or, right.
That's why I used to draw before I did anything, and mm-hmm. I actually got to draw a picture and give a portrait of Prince, and it's actually hanging at his facility to this day. And anyway, that's, you know, one of the greatest things I ever got to do in my life. So,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, that was fun. Okay, one more question. Analog or digital?
Speaking of, Prince was trying to actually show me how to use his analog equipment.
Uh-huh.
This is on my birthday this year. I'm not even kidding you. And he was like, analog sounds so much better. I want to teach you how to mess around. So he was teaching me how to, like, use the tapes and stuff like that. And you could see in another room them rolling, and then he said, okay, now you do it. And then he would leave, and I'm like, hey, wait, I'm not even, okay. And then I'm, la, 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 la. Man, I messed it up. Oh, I don't know, like, Prince. And he run back in and just start laughing at me, like, ah, you don't know what you're doing. But, man, maybe analog,
yeah.
Even though I still messed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can still learn. I mean, that's a good foundation. Like, I did it the first time with Prince and Prince's
yes.
studio. You know,
no,
there's always a story.
Yes.
You need a good story. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, before we go, I want you to go into a last song, but I would like for you to introduce your partners
yes,
here before
do
we do that.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
So on a bass, this is Jesse Bielenberg. And to pronounce that last name, it took me a second. Bielenberg. Okay? Bielenberg. So, yeah, this is Jesse. He's a man. He can play the out of that bass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give me a little chord. Yes. And then over here we got Dylan Tracy. He's the best, man. Isn't he cute?
He
yeah.
is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Dylan.
Give me a little, something. He's like... That'll work. Okay, cool. And that's Dylan Tracy, guys.
You guys have a lot of fun.
I I got two handsome guys that follow me around everywhere, and it's cool.
Really nothing nice. Better.
Thank you.
Oh, that's fun.
Music.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. They can play it.
Well, good. Well, why don't you you take me out? Okay, thank you, first of all. I just have to say thank you again for coming here. This has been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Like I said, you've quietly been one of our favorites for a while. And so to have you here in person is just an honor. And I look forward to seeing what the future holds for you. Something tells me that this is just the beginning, my dear.
Aw, thanks,
so,
girl.
Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. And I think you're beautiful, and you're a very sweet, down-to-earth person.
Oh,
thanks for having
sweetie.
Us.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. And thank you for joining us inside the VIP room. This is the Soul Lounge. And until we meet again, make sure you take care of yourselves and each other. Want to take us out?
Yeah.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces have continued their assault on Ukraine, firing on suburbs around the capital of Kiev and other cities, even as the two countries held another round of diplomatic talks. The talks ended Monday without a breakthrough, but more negotiations are scheduled for Tuesday. The fighting is now in its third week. Thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million to flee Ukraine. Meanwhile, the White House is considering having U.S. President Joe Biden visit Europe amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
No decision's been made, but officials say the administration's weighing the possibility of having the president meet with European leaders face to face. One official says the White House is considering a stop at NATO's Brussels headquarters. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's heading there this week to speak with fellow alliance defense ministers, which follows an extraordinary meeting of NATO nation foreign ministers earlier this month. Vice President Harris was in Poland and Romania last week, partly to reassure assure them and other Eastern Flank nations about U.S. commitments to their protection. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
An anti-war protester interrupted the main news program on Russia's state TV Channel 1 on Monday, holding up a sign behind the studio presenter with slogans denouncing the war in Ukraine.
Российский премьер подчеркнул, надо усилить сотрудничество в рамках союзного государства, а на совещании в правительстве обсуждали, как сохранить доступность.
She had a sign in English and Russian that read, "No war, stop the war, don't believe the propaganda, they are lying to you here." Channel 1 said it was undertaking an internal review of the incident, according to TASS News Agency. This is VOA News. Ukraine called on Europe's top human rights body on Monday to expel Russia. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
Speaking by video link, Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal urged lawmakers from the 46-member Council of Europe to kick out Moscow, describing the human suffering from Russia's invasion of Ukraine and warning of more to come. Shmyhal called on the Council's Parliamentary Assembly to immediately oust Russia from the body. Those who support an unprovoked and unjustified aggression cannot stay within the European family, he said, where human life is the highest value. The Prime Minister earned strong applause from the Council, which is separate from the European Union. Based in Strasbourg, France, Europe's top human rights watchdog has already suspended Russia's right of representation. Moscow appeared to preempt further steps by saying last week it would no longer participate in the body, which it joined in 1996. Still, Council of Europe lawmakers are meeting in a special session to consider further steps, including formally terminating Russia's membership, which would be a first in the organization's seven-decade history. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Britain's top court has refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's permission to appeal against the decision to extradite him to the U.S. to face spying charges. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Britain's Supreme Court said it refused Julian Assange's case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. He faces charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge trove of classified documents more than a decade ago. A lower court in December had initially rejected a U.S. extradition request on the ground that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. The U.S. later provided assurances that the WikiLeaks founder wouldn't face severe treatment. Assange's U.S.-based lawyer called the ruling disappointing. He said Assange is being prosecuted for releasing truthful and newsworthy information. I'm Norman Hall.
Peru on Monday restarted in-school classes for the first time in 2 years after they were suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. Some 4.2 million children in the public system and 3 million children taught in private institutions are progressively returning to their classes. The education ministry said on Twitter, children had not attended school since March 16, 2020. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The Hits on VOA 1.
Like The hit, since a lot of people are getting vaccinated, people are feeling more comfortable sitting close to each other, I suppose. I'm Nikki Strong. Anita is on the way, the new one from Coldplay and Selena Gomez. Right now, here is 24K Golden and Ian Dior, Mood on VOA 1, The Hits.
It's new music right here on VOA 1.
VOA 1, the hits, new music, Coldplay, and Selena Gomez, Let Somebody Go. You know what? In hindsight, I'm really happy that she let Justin Bieber go. I think that him and Halle are working out much better than I think he and Selena would have. And I want her to have somebody, no offense, better than Justin. Holla back. Naked, Mae Muller, and Polo G. Better days on VOA 1, the hits.
brother can't make friends. Pray for better days, now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out in an all-white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. See with me, it ain't no worries at all. Any problem, I'll be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. Fanny, you hang pictures on my wall. Roll one, let's get high tonight. Backseat, Maybach, lavish life. Chilling with the stars like a satellite. AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
Voice of America.
Hey, 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 hey. Huncho. Hey, hey, hey.
taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in one league, now I'm free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. One Coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 kiss feet. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me. Oh, yeah. Baby, oh. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh.
Me off my feet, you know that I don't need no money when your love is beside me. Yeah, you opened up my heart and then you threw away the key. Girl, now it's just you and me, and you don't care about where I've been. You know I used to be in one league, now I'm not free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. Coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 kiss feet. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Word around town, she got the buzz, yeah. Five shots in, she in love now. I promise when we pull up, shut the club down. I took her from a man, don't nobody know. If you bout to steal, better drive slow. She know how to make me feel with my eyes closed. Anything goes down with the honcho.
You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body.
We've been done long before it all begun. Still can't give it up. Lead me on, but leave before the morning comes. Even though it's what we want, can't keep this up for long. But I just don't wanna leave you. Might just throw away the reasons why. Even though it's what we want, can't keep this up long. stay behind closed doors. Cause all I wanna do is lie with you. Even though it's wrong, I'll lie with you.
VOA 1 hits Giveon for tonight. We also heard Liam Payne and Quavo Strip That Down. And Pharrell Williams, Happy. I hope that's what we make you. I'm Nikki Strong, playing you the pop music you love right here on VOA 1, The Hits.